Okay, so you've heard me talk about this before, many of you. This is an example, and I mean, I think if we think of our lives, we can think of many examples of how Jesus has brought life, how the Holy Spirit has brought new life and is bringing new life, right? So, I mean, this is just one of mine. I was talking with a friend this week about addiction, and you've heard me say this before. I mean, this is not, if you're new, I mean, you're hearing this for the first time, getting to know me a little bit. But, I have a passing acquaintance with addiction myself. I've said this exact line before. It's kind of a line of mine. I say, you know, I've flirted with addiction. Not only flirted, but took it home, went and met its parents. And when I'm saying that, I'm not talking about a girlfriend. I'm talking of drinking specifically. I'm talking of drinking in an unhealthy way. I'm talking about drinking to excess. I'm talking about drinking in a destructive way, in a self-destructive way, about looking for answers in the bottom of a succession of pint glasses and various other places. So there it is. And it was death to me. It was death to me. And people would pray for me. People who cared about me were praying for me. And I was praying too. And when I read that line from Elijah in 1 Kings 17, I thought, well, what a great prayer that would have been. And this was the spirit of the prayer. I'm going to read it again. Oh Lord, my God, let this child's life come into him again. Let this child's life come into him again. And I prayed, let my life come into me again. Let your life come into me again. And God said, child, rise. And I said, okay. And this is why I'm very happy this morning to be spending some time talking about our God who brings life. About Jesus who brings life. Okay, pause it again. Could you pause it again?